Isaiah 6:8 is probably one of the most used texts for the calling that God has given to each person. Again, Isaiah 6:8, it says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." The call that each of us receive in our lives may be different from that of the other. Our calling is unique. Our calling is separate. God has called us, some to be pastors, some to be evangelists, some to be ministers, some to be elders, some to be deacons, and so on and so forth. You know, without the calling that God would give to us, I believe that our church today would be in chaos. There probably wouldn't be a church, because without organization, where's the church? And so today we have an important role that we're going to facilitate in, and that is the ordination of deacons to the service of the Elmira Seventh-day Adventist Church, and to that as a whole to be recognized. You know, the word deacon is an interesting word. To some of us, we may not like it. It means to be a servant. I don't know about you, but that call to be a servant sometimes is a challenging one. I don't like just to serve. But we're looking at a holy calling that God has designed and placed within the church, and that servanthood is to care about the belongings of the church and as well as the well-being of others around the sanctuary. You know, the deacons probably do most of the work that needs be within the congregation of the church. When it comes time for the communion service, many times it's the deacons. When it comes time to fix things, it's many times the deacons. When it comes time to mow the lawn, it's the deacons. Can you imagine where our church would be today without deacons? We'd have some tall grass outside. We'd have broken lights and other things and clogged up toilets and all kinds of ununique things within our church. But the deacon responsibility, as the Bible says, is a high calling. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 3 in the New Testament, towards the back of your Bible. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible says, "Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy liquor, holding the mystery of the faith in pure conscience, and let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well. For they that have used the office of a deacon will purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus." So this calling, as we see today, is one, as we have elders, as we have pastors, and we have deacons, deaconesses, and other responsibilities within the church, this part of the service, being called a deacon, a servant, is a calling by God. It's not a calling by man where we just pick out of the dictionary and say, well, we need this within the church, we need this within the church, and let's just make sure that we have people to fill this position. But friends, deaconship is a responsibility that's been given by God Himself. So what does that do? That calling escalates a little higher. That calling brings us to another step, a level that's higher than, so to speak, within the standards of our church. God has given us a high calling. Now we have to ask ourselves another question. Does this make me better than another person? No, it doesn't. Is the pastor now greater than the deacon, or the deacon greater than the pastor, or vice versa with the elders? No, it's not. Our calling is all one in God. The responsibility that God has given to us to share a call is unique and interesting. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 28. And in Matthew chapter 28, we see the calling that God has ultimately given to each of us. I shared this just a couple Sabbaths ago, but it's useful in this part of the service as well. In Matthew chapter 28, looking at verse 17 and onwards, Matthew chapter 28, verse 17 and onward, the Bible says this, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me into heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, to teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even till when? The ends of the earth. God said in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, who's going to go for us? Who's going to go for me? Who's going to go share the message? And as Isaiah looked up into heaven, he heard that call, Lord, he said, Lord, here am I. Send me. And I believe these men have taken that calling to do just the same, not only to minister as a servant within the church body, to fix those things that need to be fixed, to mow the lawn or the other responsibilities or duties, but to also take Matthew chapter 28 to heart and to go out into the world and do what? Preach the gospel. To go out into the world and to share to the world that, friends, my being part of the church and of the church family, it's not just to fill the pews, but I'm to go out and to share the gospel to the world. You see, just because one is a leader within the church does not make them any greater than the laity of the church. That same responsibility has not only been given to the pastor, to the elder, the deaconess, or the deacons, or the treasurer, or any of those persons, but that same calling, that same responsibility has been given to all of you today. And God says, who will I send? Who will go for me? Does your heart cry out today? Does your heart cry out to God and say, Lord, here am I. I am a servant for you, Lord. I am a tool in your hand. I am an instrument. I want to be used by you. Lord, send me out that I may go out and minister, Matthew chapter 28, to those in the world. These men today have taken that stand, and not only in action, but also in deed and in principle. And I want to share just a little bit with each person. Bob, would you mind coming up here for just a moment? You know, it wasn't long ago. I guess it was about a year ago, wasn't it? Has it been a year now? About a year ago. I got an email, a message from a lady. I don't even remember her name, but what's her name?
Phyllis Blosser.
Yeah, thank you. Phyllis Blosser. And she said there's a wonderful family what do you call that area?
Aaron,
thank you. Out in Aaron, out past Elmira out there. And boy, they could use a visit. There's a man named Bob who's really studying the Word and has a desire to grow in the Lord and all that. So finally, made contact with them, went out there and visited with them. And sure enough, there was Carol and Bob. And boy, you can just see the love in their hearts, the love for each other, and the desire to serve the Lord. And finally, Bob came into the church. And he accepted also, too, the message of the church and his desire to go and share the world, the message of the hope that's in Jesus Christ and also of his coming. So Bob here today stands not only as an individual who sat and read his Bible, but as a person who says, I want to serve. I want to serve the Lord and I want to be a part of the church family, not only a part of the church family, but to serve in his church. And Bob, you've been doing that right along, out there cutting the lawn, riding that lawnmower 50 miles an hour out back there and all that stuff. You've been helping out quite a bit. But we're glad to have Bob as a part of the church family and his wife Carol, but also Bob willing to serve in the church as a deacon. So that's a little bit about Bob. And I'd like to bring Harold up here next. Of course, many of you know Harold. Harold has been around for at least a couple of years. And Harold Sr. is your father. And, you know, Harold has been a good friend and a good companion to many of you within the church. And Harold has been serving in the church for many years, most of his life, or all of his life. You've traveled around the world. You've gone to Africa. New Zealand, was it that you went? New Zealand and some other places. And if you ever want to hear some stories about what it's like around the world, talk to Harold here. He'll share with you some stories. And also, let's pick on him a little more because he has a lot of slides, or a lot of pictures, I should say. And I would like to help him out sometime so that he can do a presentation for us. But Harold has already been doing plenty of work within the church here. Harold's, I don't know if I should tell anybody, but he's an electrician. And he's been helping out in the school over here and doing our electrical work within the school and done a lot of electrical even here within the church. But Harold, we're glad that you're a part of the church family and a member of the church. And he's come back home. His mother recently passed away, and he's here to take care and help with his father as well. And so he's kind of stuck around the area. But we're glad to have you here, Harold. And so this is Harold Washburn, if you don't know. But we're glad to have you, Harold, and your desire to serve as a deacon as well. Thank you, Harold. Mike Davis. I don't know what I'm going to say about Mike. There's too many words that hasn't been said to describe Mike, but Mike's really a good friend, and he's fun to be around. And Mike, it was about 2 years ago, wasn't it? Has it been about 2 years?
Since I've been here?
Since you've been here, yeah.
I think maybe about five.
Has it been, since I've been?
Maybe five.
About 5 years ago?
Yeah, okay. I was before you. Yeah.
Okay, you were before me. Okay. Well, a couple years ago, at least, when we started making contact with each other and visiting at your house and you talking with me, and we had some questions, a little bit of Bible study here and there. You know, it's your desire to follow the Lord with the best of your heart and the best of your ability and do all that you can for Him. And it was a couple years ago that you were baptized and became part of the church family. And we are so glad that you're here. And it's a joy, Mike, to have you here. But as Mike stands here, he's also, too, made a desire to serve, has a desire in his heart to serve the Lord to the best of his ability. And also, too, he's been called upon to become part of the church family as well as serving as a deacon within the church. And Mike, he says, you know, I live in Odessa. That's a little bit of ways away. And I said, you know, Mike, we won't ask you to do too much other than what you can do. But, you know, Mike is more than willing to serve. And he's been taking care of pretty much two boys, Kyle and Chris. And Mike, we're just glad for your faith and your testimony to serve in the church in its capacity and to be a blessing to this church body. Thank you, Mike. You know, this call to deaconship is a grave responsibility. I would like you to turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 10 today. 1 Peter chapter 1. I see, let me see if I got the right verse here. Hold on. I'm sorry, it's 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. The Bible says this, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never," what? "Shall never fail." You know, our call by God is a sincere gift that He gives to us. If we stand forth in diversity, if we stand forth in trial, if we stand forth when trials come, friends, our election and our calling that God has given to us will be a testimony to the world around us. Not just as leadership within the church, but within the church body. I hope today that these men, as they come up for ordination today, will be a testimony to your life as well. What can I do to serve the Lord? You know, I've come to find out throughout the years, it's just not enough that we come into the church congregation and fill the pews. It's not just enough that I show up for prayer meeting. It's just not enough that I come and put my tithe in the offering. There's a much greater calling for the Christian. The Christian's call is to step up to the plate and say, "Lord, here am I. Send me." The call that God gives us is a responsibility that we should take to heart and say, "Lord," in Matthew 28, it says, "Go into all the world." And God asks us to take a jump. We say, "Lord, how high?" It's so often that Christians, when called upon for service and for action and responsibility, we say, "Lord, what are you doing to me? Where are you taking me? Where do you want me to go? Lord, you got to be crazy." How many of you said that before? Our calling today is a sure calling that we must take diligence in our calling, diligence and action, and say, "Lord, you have called me, and if you have called me, Lord, you will provide each step of the way." Amen? When God calls us, if He has a plan for our lives and we step into that plan, it's not for us to ask questions. It's not for us like little kids sitting in the back of the car saying, "Are we there yet?" And how many times we hear our kids, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" And we've said it to our parents, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" And they say, "How many times do I have to tell you we're not there yet?" Our calling that God gives us as we step into His plan. He says, "Go ye out." We're not to ask questions, "Am I done yet, Lord? When can I stop? When can I retire?" When we step into the Lord's service, we never retire. Amen? We go out to spread the gospel of hope and of salvation to those that are lost in sin. And many of us sit in our pews and we're comfortable in our homes and say, "Well, let's let the pastor, let's let the deacon or the elder go out and visit." Let's let the leaders of the church take care of all the responsibilities when we, as church members of the body of Christ, need to step up to the plate and say, Lord, here am I, send what? Me. It's interesting that it never said, Lord, send somebody else. Lord, why don't you send the pastor? Why don't you send the deacon? Why don't you send the elder? Why don't you send somebody else, but not me? The call comes from heaven, from the voice of God Himself, and He asks the simple question, who will go for me? It's as if God is sitting up there and He's surveying the land. He's looking over the land and He's crying out, I have people that are perishing in need of hope, in need of salvation. Who will go for me? Who's going to go? And He's waiting for that faint cry. He's waiting for people to come up and say, Lord, here am I. But a man by the name of Isaiah, a young man, steps up and says, Lord, you're looking for somebody? You want somebody to go out? Lord, here am I. Send me. The call is just not for deacons. It's not just for elders or pastors or deaconesses or treasurers or so on and so forth. Friends, the call is for everybody that steps up and says, Lord, I want to be a Christian. The call goes out to all of us. Lord, here am I. Send me. And we say, Lord, what do I say? Sometimes the best thing we can say is our testimony. How God has revealed Himself in my life. How God has taken me from point A into point B. How God has changed my life. That work that God has done in my life is many times a big enough testimony to assure others who are looking for hope, who are lost without hope, can find hope in your life. Lord, here am I. Send me. And many of us say, well, what do I say? I believe that time and prayer, time in the closet with God, Lord, touch my lips that I may know what to say. David cried out. He said, Lord, put a guard at my mouth. Keep me from words that I shouldn't say. Lord, put a guard at my mouth. Another prayer, another prophet cried out, and he saw the angel of the Lord coming with a hot coal, and it touched his lips. And the Bible says that the angel of the Lord from God had taken words from God and put it in his mouth, and he was able to speak. It's not for us to decide or care what we say or what we do. It's for God to direct in our lives, to show us where we must go and what we must say. But what God needs today more than ever is people willing to say, Lord, here am I. Send me. In a world full of disgrace, a world full of disgusting behavior, in a world full of animosity and degradation and all these things, people are looking for people who stand sure on principle and what is right. We need men and women to stand in integrity, to step up to the plate and say, Lord, send me. But the interesting thing about that call is that with that call that God sends us on, the errand that God calls us to do, we're going to meet with much perplexity. I don't know of any person who has been called by God who hasn't complained once or twice in their life and say, boy, it's not easy being a Christian. It's not easy being a pastor or an elder or a leader in the church. It's not easy simply just being a lay person. You know why? Because the moment that we step into the arena to go out into the world and to share the gospel, that very moment that we step into the arena, we have an adversary to oppose us. That very moment that we step up and say, Lord, here am I, send me. The moment that we say yes to God, that very moment, the devil, like a roaring lion, is doing his work, trying to discourage and frustrate, to give up and to doubt and say, why are you doing this? It's a waste of time. Look at all that you've gone through. Look at all the trials and perplexity that you're going. And as you read on in 1 Peter chapter 5, the Bible encourages us and God says, but yet for a little while we shall suffer. And after that little while, God will bring us up. He will establish us and He will take away that trial on our behalf. But it's interesting, many of us step into the arena and as soon as it gets hot, boy, we're out the other door. We don't even give God the opportunity or allow God to work in our behalf to see miracles because as soon as it gets hot, we want to run the other way and say, Lord, what are you doing to me? But if we step up to the plate and we say, yes, Lord, and we follow through, it's amazing what we see God do in our behalf. Do you want to see miracles in your life? Do you want to see the presence of God work in your behalf? Do you want to be a testimony to those around you? Do you want people to see God evident in your life? Then say to Him, Lord, here am I. Send me. Don't question where He takes you. Don't challenge God and say, what are you doing? But praise Him each step of the way. Because why? God has a plan and an end for you. In the end of all things, we'll come up and we'll say, wow, Lord, look what you've done. Lord, it's wonderful. It's awesome. The miracles that you've done in my life. We'll look back. And as the inspired writer once wrote, as we look back at our lives, we'll never once say, God, why did you do that to me? We'll praise God for every step of the way that He has taken us. But God needs a people to step up and say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Maybe God's calling in your heart today. Maybe Jesus is reaching down in your life. And maybe you have, at one time in your life, accepted a call. And you have been like the little child in the back seat going, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Maybe you have stepped up into the arena of the controversy and then it got a little too hot and you've backed out and you say, oh, it's just too hot in there for me. Maybe you've doubted God. Wherever you're at today, whatever your circumstance, maybe it's time to say, God, here am I again. Get into the arena and say, Lord, you lead. Let God take you by the hand and let God take you each step by the way so that you can look back and you can say, wow, look how God has worked in my life. Miracles happen. God is relevant when we begin to step each step of the way in following God's plan for us. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Don't get frustrated. And as I tell people over and over again, bad things are going to happen to good people. But that doesn't mean that God is not working in your life. Our world is not what? I mean, we're not of this world. Heaven is our home. And when we put ourselves in the heavenly bound, when we put ourselves in the heavenly place, we look back and we say, this world, it's not like me. I'm not like it. And you know what? We're going to be different than the rest of the world. But God needs a people to say, Lord, here am I. Send me. And I believe these three gentlemen, Mike, Harold, and Bob, have made the decision to say, Lord, here am I. Not only in the actions, but in duty, to allow the Lord to be Lord of your lives and to guide and direct you. So I pray today that as we participate, as now I'm going to call the elders of the church to come forward, and why don't I call the head deacon up as well, and we're going to have a circle of laying on of hands, asking the Lord to bless these three men and their service. We pray for direction in your lives, for leading in your lives, that God will guide and pour out His Spirit inevitably each and every day. But may God, as we pray this prayer today, encourage each of you to step into the arena for the call that He has for your life. Let's just kneel together here. Larry, would you mind coming up as well? Can we gather in a little closer circle here? Just a short prayer. It's fine. Our gracious Father, which art in heaven, we thank you for the call that you have given to each of us here today. Not only has Mike and Harold and Bob, not only have they accepted you as Lord and Savior, but they want to serve you in this holy calling and capacity of being a deacon within this church. I pray now that as we reach out and lay our hands upon each of them, we pray that your Holy Spirit, Lord, will fall upon them. We pray, Lord, as we lay our hands on them, that your presence will be upon them, that they will follow you, that they will accept all that you ask them to do. Not only are they servants for you, but they are witnesses to this world. May, Lord, at this time, your Spirit again reside in their hearts. May the light of your glory shine upon them. And may this responsibility that you've given them, may it lead them to a closer walk with you. May they be able to serve. May they be able to lead in a capacity in such a way that manifests and glorifies you. And now, Lord, as we turn our hearts to you, may your Spirit fall upon them.